Worms and Trojan horses are examples of malware. The age of digital technology has brought about the most obnoxious range of threats, including that of the virus and Trojan horse. In terms of computer security, there's an array of malicious code types available to hackers. Many people confuse these types with malicious software. For instance, many people incorrectly call a worm and Trojan horse. We can help you understand the distinction between the two kinds of malware so you can put in place the proper protections. What is a worm? A worm is a type of malware software that can self-replicate and propagate over the network. Worms can replicate themselves to infect multiple network machines and cause significant harm. They can reproduce without human intervention and are not required to piggyback on an application to cause harm. The majority of malware exploits security weaknesses like security weaknesses in an application to gain access. Once they have infected a system, their first move is to search for other systems to infect, typically through exploiting the system infected and its connections to the network. Most malware uses network protocols to look around the system's local network and start spreading once they discover possible systems that could be infected. The systems that run an older operating system or with unpatched software are more likely to be affected. Certain worms depend on OS. Therefore, they can only occur in Windows and Linux systems. What is a Trojan? Credit. Commons.wikimedia.org. It is a kind of malware that can infect your computer system, disguised as a helpful program but concealing a hidden purpose. It is disguised as harmless software to deceive users about the real motive behind it. It is a delivery vehicle for the virus to carry out various threats. You can identify Trojan horses by looking at obvious signs like the slow performance of your system, slowing down, interruptions of spam, and browser pop-ups. According to the legend, Greek warriors hid inside an old wooden horse to gain access to Troy and bring an end to an era of war for 10 years. The Trojan Horse. Troy, 2004. Sports photo, Alamy stock photo. Copyright. Warner Brothers. The Trojan Horse malware operates similarly. It is hidden within an innocent-looking email or downloaded software application to trick users into believing it's normal software. If you download or click the application, it transfers malware to your device and ultimately gains access to your system. Read related. How can an attacker execute malware through a script? Differentialities in worm and Trojan type. A worm is a type of malware or software that can self-replicate and propagate through networks. A worm can be described as an operating system that takes advantage of security weaknesses like security flaws in a computer system to access the A Trojan, however, on the other side, is a kind of malware that infects your system through disguises it as a legitimate program but concealing its malicious motives. Nature worms replicate themselves using network protocols to search the system's local network. They begin spreading once they discover potential systems to be infected, and they don't need to connect with an application to cause harm. A Trojan, however, on the contrary side, is hidden within an innocent-looking email or program to deceive users about its real purpose. In contrast to a worm, however, a Trojan is not self-replicating. It's a hidden part of code. Objective. The primary goal of the worm is to alter or erase files or consume system resources and make copies of itself repeatedly. It copies itself and transfers it between computers to waste resources in the system, including bandwidth or space on the hard drive. A Trojan, however, on the other hand, conceals its true identity to deceive the user about its primary objective, which is to steal the private details of users, such as passwords. Trojans are intended to steal, harm, and damage the systems. Data or network. Summary: although each worm and trojans fall under the category of malware, worms are capable of reproducing themselves, which increases the probability of spreading the virus much greater. Worms typically propagate to slow down systems or use up resources. On the contrary, trojans don't duplicate themselves as worms. However, they are hidden in a simple application or an email to deceive users. They eventually take confidential information or data of users. Trojans may allow attackers access to backdoors on the device, record keystrokes, or even steal user information. Trojans can also remotely trigger your camera's recording and camera capabilities to perform criminal actions. I hope now you are clear that worms and Trojan horses are examples of malware, and in order to avoid problems due to malware, you should take protective actions like installing antivirus, and other necessary precautions must be taken. Read related. What is the best antivirus for Android phone in 2022?